Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 14, 2022. The second floor of reality. As created beings, we exist in two worlds at once. The so-called lower world is the world that we feel now according to our initial nature, that we were born with and in which we develop. But Kabbalists tell us that there is also the upper world to which we need to ascend. The difference between these two worlds comes from the difference between two forces of nature, the force that separates us from each other and the force that brings us closer. It is like a plus and a minus, only they exist at the human degree. The closer we become to each other, by annulling egoism that separates us, the more similar we become to the upper force, the force of the Creator. The force that attracts and unites, which means we can move from the sensation of this world to the sensation of the upper world. So far we are in the grip of the desire to enjoy, which forces everyone to act only for their own personal benefit. We need to reach connection by annulling our egoism and connecting above it as one man with one heart. This is the level at which the Creator exists, the single force that controls the entire universe. Only these two levels exist in nature, the egoistic level and the altruistic level, the level of hatred and the level of love. We are at the final stage of our egoistic development and gradually we are beginning to learn that apparently there is another level where we exist as a united humanity. Whether in a good way or by force, we will have to get acquainted with this second floor of reality and climb up to it. There are two possibilities for this, a good path or a bad path. The bad path is a path of suffering under blows that we have already felt once in the past and that we still have to face in the future. The good path is a path of light, a force that connects, that brings us closer, and that teaches us how to be at the uppermost level of existence. The wisdom of Kabbalah talks about this path of how to rise from our level, from the level of separation and confrontation, to the level of unification. Kabbalah has been talking about this for thousands of years. We will have to study this methodology and implement it in the relationship between us, and between all the inhabitants of this world. All Kabbalistic books write about this. These two forces exist in nature and it all depends on how we use them. From the convention in Turkey 2022, The Conditions for Connection in the Group, Lesson 1. Until we start to wake up. Question: in principle, we turn to the Creator not because we receive blows to our egoism and suffer, but because a person really wants to be in the quality of bestowal and love, but he does not succeed. He wants to be like the Creator and wants to love everyone and cannot. Is that why his heart is broken? Answer: yes, a person tries to achieve such states, but cannot. A broken heart is when one is unable to come to love one's neighbor and through this to love the Creator. Comment: people have been suffering for billions of years. My response: they suffer because they don't get what they want. This is egoistic suffering. It is like a small child who cries because he does not get the desired toy. And this is where everything ends until a person begins to wake up and realize that he can approach the quality of the Creator only to the extent of similarity of form to the Creator. And ordinary material sufferings, when a person does not get what he wants, do not lead to an appeal to the Creator or to the appeal to which the Creator gives an answer. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 27, 2022. Only the will to receive is new. The whole of reality is contained in Ein Sof and extends existence from existence. Only the will to receive is new and extends existence from absence. Baal HaSulam, The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Inner Observation, Chapter 4, Item 18. Question: how can the will to receive appear from absence? Answer: naturally nothing can come from absence. It is just that a desire arises from a higher degree called the Creator who determines the whole development of creation. Therefore, at first a desire appeared from absence. In the process of its development, it reaches 10 sephirot, worlds, and all kinds of connections between them. This continues until one general large picture is obtained. From Cab TV's The Study of the 10 Sephirot, Tess, December 4, 2022. When the heart is broken. Question. It is written in Kabbalistic sources that a person with a broken heart is called a hero. Please explain why a hero is the one with the broken heart? Answer. Indeed, it sounds so unusual. It has even been said that there is nothing better than a broken heart. After all, when a person feels that all his desires, intentions, passions, and impulses are broken, and he has nothing he can cling to like an anchor so he does not drown in life, then such a state is the best. It is good in that we have nothing to hold on to other than the Creator. Comment: but if we could hold on to the Creator without any dramatic situations, that would also be nice. My response: no, this is not possible. A person can only cling to the Creator when he is hanging by a thread with nothing to hope for, and in a second he will drop and fall down. This feeling is so terrible that death is better than such a life. It is in this state that he can come to the Creator. Of course, I do not advise anyone to come to this. The wisdom of Kabbalah says that we should recognize this and come to the Creator in advance, knowing that there is none else besides him. He governs everything and all our future states are in him. In general, although there is none one besides him, we should still try to choose the states ourselves as close as possible to the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 27, 2022. Women should direct men. The generations are redeemed only by the merit of righteous women in the generation. Midrash Zuta, Ruth 4:11. Question: how do you perceive this? Answer: I perceive it as perfectly normal. Question: then what does the key phrase righteous women in the generation mean? Answer: they are the ones who understand how to conduct themselves and how to educate the generation. They look at their entire generation as their children who need to be brought to the correct understanding of life. This is called a righteous woman. Question: what is righteousness? What is the correct understanding of life? Answer: righteousness lies in bestowal, love, and connection of everyone with each other, like in a proper family. Question: is there such an inclination in a woman? Answer: yes, it is precisely in a woman that it exists. She must take a man, the masculine strength, and compel, force, teach, and direct this masculine strength to creation, to the correct attitude to the world. The direction is women. Strength is men. Question: do you feel that this is how it will happen in the future? Answer: yes. It is necessary to break the connection between men and women in such a way that a woman would control the thought, intention, direction, and so on. The corrected malchut operates through the male part. This is when this connection will work. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 3, 2022. Complete harmony. Perfection is achieved, not when there is nothing more to add, but when there is nothing left to take away. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Question: could you please describe the state of complete harmony for a Kabbalist? Answer: I believe that we reach perfection through revealing two opposite forces, reception and bestowal, which interact with each other and balance each other in order to reveal the single force that creates them, and only within which they can coexist. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, November 18, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how do you think we could better control the spread of lies and disinformation? By understanding that the source of all lies and disinformation is nature itself, that our brains, hearts and hands are all under the control of a higher force, and that the spread of lies and disinformation is not sourced in certain people and groups as we commonly think. We were created in a state of complete misinformation, a system that is called our world. The reason we have been placed into such a system is so that we will eventually grow tired of living the way we currently do, and will strive to exit this system by all possible means. There is a parable about this by Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, in his article Introduction to the Book of Zohar, where he likens us to a worm inside a radish. A worm that is born inside a radish, lives there and thinks that the world of the Creator is as bitter, as dark, and small as the radish it was born in. But as soon as it breaks the shell of the radish and peeps out, it claims in bewilderment, "I thought the whole world was the size of the radish I was born in, and now I see a grand, beautiful, and wondrous world before me." The question is, how can we get out of this bitter, dark and small world we are in, and see the real world? There are special souls that have matured out of billions of souls. They can detect the call, like the worm, and move toward the exit of the radish. Moreover, this process of us exiting our small world is also managed from above, as the worm does not necessarily want to exit the radish, but wishes to be where it is warm and comfortable. Later, when we exit the small and dark world, we understand that we were completely controlled, seeing that we did not do anything at all in our lives. Everything we have done over the course of our development, our sciences, technologies, cultures, wars and whatnot, are in order for us to accumulate a certain rotting layer around us. At such a point, we realize that while we are inside the so-called radish, then we are led by nothing other than our petty egoistic nature, where we seek tiny pleasures and wish to continue living and growing within such a nature, thus creating a rotting layer around us. If the higher force that is behind the creation of this system so desires, then it will guide us to exit this small dark world we were born into by leading us to a request for its help. And if we develop a genuine request, which emerges from a group of us, like a group of worms moving through the radish, we then get an answer to our request. Along with all the lies and disinformation in the world, there are a lot of lies and disinformation about the Creator Himself for two reasons: because the Creator controls everything and everyone, and because we know nothing about who or what He is, or what He does. That is why we seemingly do whatever we want ad nauseam, and we will always move toward what our egoistic nature depicts to us as most enjoyable in every state. Truth itself is within the layer of rot that accumulates around us, in what we consume and excrete. The more this decaying layer gathers around us, the more it helps us go through the states we need to go through relatively quickly, and begin to distinguish the state in which there is something new, fresh and completely unexpected for us, so that we can select from all other states and thus compose a new level of existence. Our future is in the real world that comes about when we exit our small and dark world, and we need to develop a desire to exit our small and dark world in order to enter the much broader, bright and real world. Based on the video, "What is the source of all lies and disinformation?" with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.